Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at @DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Dan. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Three-day weekend.
Let's hope it doesn't rain. Yesterday, we avoided the rain. It didn't come last night. Somebody, looking at myself, should have mowed last night. But now, I'm like, all right, hold off. Just let me get it in today. Just let me get it out of the way today. But, yes, a three-day weekend, it's just
They always seem to come at just the right time when you're like, I need a day off.
Yes.
That's when they come.
And the kids are out of school.
Yes.
Last day of school was Thursday in Fayette County. Pretty much, I mean, most places, this is it. Memorial Day weekend marks.
Yes.
It's over.
High school graduations this week and this weekend.
And you mentioned Brian Station made like a 10-minute video.
I think very cool. Like, I feel like sometimes high school pride is sort of out the window. Mm-hmm. In a lot of places anymore, and you know, even from when we started here covering high school football, I feel like the student sections were a lot bigger, a lot crazier, and now there's just, I think that's dissipated a little bit.
It has
for big games, yes, they'll be there. But anyways, so Brian Station kids put together a 10-minute video called Defending the Station that played at their graduation to try to debunk what they see as a negative image in the media of their school. I mean, they talked to alumni from as far back as the 1960s for this video.
Wow. I didn't realize that. I didn't see it. I mean, I saw that it was out there, but I didn't.
So they did interviews. They worked really hard on this. And, you know, these are kids that are getting ready to get out of high school.
Yeah.
So to spend so much time and effort and energy to put something together that celebrates their high school, I think is really cool.
Well, I saw Teresa Isaac, the former mayor of Lexington.
And I think she's a Bryan Station grad.
Well, she said two of the seven mayors of Lexington, Fayette, Urban County government are graduates of Bryan Station.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the seven. Yeah, I mean, what happens is when an incident goes down in a school that's big enough to garner TV and newspaper coverage, media coverage, it feels like more of them happen at Bryan Station. So then all of a sudden you have, you know, this perception that it's the worst school and, you know, and it's just a jungle over there, and which is not the case. I mean,
yes.
Other schools in town have similar issues, but I guess, yeah, Bryan Station just has this perpetuation of a perception that's out there.
And I'm sure that on the flip side, they feel like when something positive happens, nobody hears about it.
Right. Yeah. So it's cool. Very cool of them.
Yeah.
To well, one, they're showing that, hey, we hear it. We're tired of it. We're better than this.
And you know plenty of kids that go to Bryan Station that are great kids.
Yeah.
I mean, just from covering them and, you know, great kids over there. So I think that's a very cool thing. But congrats to all the graduates.
Yeah.
And the parents I know are, I can only imagine, we're still a few years away, but a lot of the stuff I saw on Facebook from my friends who have graduating kids does not appear to be an easy thing to go through.
Yeah.
It appears to be quite emotional.
Well, and you know who kind of misses that a little bit are the guys like Cash Daniel, who would be, you know, Paintsville graduate, and Drake Jackson. I mean, they have graduated. They've earned their degrees, but they're not. They may. You know, I don't know, but I would imagine that they're going back to be in the ceremony, to walk in graduation. So they'll be there, but it's a little different because they've been gone now. They feel like they're in college because they have been in college for an entire semester.
Yeah.
And Landon Young, you know, decided not to do that. And part of the Lafayette's Landon Young said he wanted to go through and finish with his classmates and go to prom and all that. But the bigger deal to him was he had some state championships to win, one being wrestling, which I want to say that he didn't he like miss out on it, like he was injured last year.
Yes.
Yeah. And so he won the state championship this year in wrestling. And then so this weekend is the state track and field championships. So he's got a shot at the discus and the shot put state championships in both of those. One of them he won last year. I believe last year, let's see. One of them
it's
he
hard,
won last
it's hard
year.
To imagine him not having a pretty decent chance.
Yeah. As a sophomore, he won both of them, okay. Shot put and discus.
Yeah, he's
probably. Last year he won discus and then finished second in the shot put. So he's trying to sweep it again this year.
I mean, think about the senior season athletic wise that he's had.
Right, state.
He played in the state football championship game.
Yeah.
Wins the state title in wrestling, can go on to win two state titles in track and field. That's not bad.
Yeah. It's worth sticking
it's worth
around
it.
High school.
It's
and,
worth it.
And thinking about it, and you hear what Mark Stoops said, I think the article is, it's Mark Story's article that I read, and Stoops had said back in the spring, after spring, that basically what makes it so great for you to come in early like that is that everything is at a slower pace. Like you do it, practice, and then the next day you've got the day off from practice to digest it all, and then you do that again. And so it's
you're not being thrown into the fire.
Yeah, you get 2 days at a time to absorb whatever it is you're learning. And then in the fall, it's
rapid fire.
Yeah. Every day is a new day. Like, well, we went over that yesterday. Today we're on to something else.
Yeah.
You know, catch up. And it's too much for a kid straight out of high school sometimes. So Cash Daniel and Drake Jackson will have that step up. That doesn't mean Landon Young won't have a chance to play. But they'll have
no,
that.
I think he's got an outstanding chance to play.
But they'll have that advantage on him with that. To me, high school is, it's once. That's it. When it's done, it's done. And so many are in a hurry to grow up. Don't be in a hurry to grow up.
I know. It's one of those things when you get... It gets told to you at that age, and you don't.
No, you don't.
You know, you remember, I wanted to grow up so fast. I couldn't wait to get to college.
Right.
You know, I couldn't wait. Then I couldn't wait to get out, you know, just.
Landon had the perfect perspective on it. He was like, I want to be here with my friends a little longer. I wanted a traditional high school experience. I wanted to go to prom. I wanted to spend as much time with my classmates as I could. Some of them. Who knows how much I'll get to see them after high school? Some of them, I may never see them. See, Landon already knows.
That's a great perspective.
Yeah, he has the perspective of a 40-year-old on something right now, which is very, because it's true. Like, you think about some of the people in high school that you were friends with. Have you ever seen them again outside of maybe a reunion or something?
Yeah, just at a reunion.
Facebook is the only thing that has brought people back together that way.
You tend to, at least for me, like, during college when you're home for the summers and weekends and things like that, then they're still your friend base.
Yeah.
But once the real world sets in.
Yeah, you grow up and get a job and get a family and all that stuff, it's gone.
Yep.
And so, look, while kids are great and it's a different time in life, but you'll always look back at high school and those days and think of them fondly. And so when you're in them, don't be in a hurry to get out of them. And nothing against, you know, what Cash and Drake are doing. I'm sure that they're also thinking about the NFL, too.
Yeah.
But
choices we didn't probably were not on our plates.
See, Landon's going to be fine whether he enrolls in the spring or not.
Yes.
That's kind of the point. If you're – yes, it would make a difference for him, but one more semester – is not going to change the trajectory of his entire career.
Yeah.
He's a very talented athlete who's going to have a chance to play in the NFL, whether he stayed for his last semester of high school or not. I just think it's cool. To me, it's just relish the moment rather than be in a hurry to get there and go.
381-1313 is the number to reach us this morning. You can also tweet us at MJP18 at DReefer on Twitter. We do have a guest this morning coming up at the top of the next hour. We'll have Brett Dawson, who is the beat writer for the New Orleans Pelicans. Has something ever happened to you where you lost $24 million?
Well, I was at the track.
I hit the Powerball all the time.
You just imagine that.
I can't. And even for someone, we're talking about Anthony Davis, of course, who did not make an all-NBA team. And the reason, you know, for the most part, he was injured.
Yeah.
You know, a third of the season and didn't play. And it's in his contract that he's got to make one of those teams. And I don't know the exact wording of it, but he missed out on something like $24 million.
It's something called the Derrick Rose Rule, and we'll ask Brett about this because he'll know. You know, all the ins and outs covering the Pelicans. And, of course, Brett Dawson, formerly the UK beat writer for the Louisville Courier-Journal and then the publisher of Cats Illustrated for the Rivals. Mm-hmm. I think it's Rivals, right?
Yeah.
The Rivals site for Kentucky. And now he's down in New Orleans covering the Pelicans. He's a huge NBA fan. He's always been a big NBA fan.
Huge Knicks fan, right?
Yeah. And so one of his career goals has been to cover an NBA team, and so now he's doing it, and he's doing it for the one that has Anthony Davis, which is extra cool.
And in New Orleans, which I also think would probably
be
pretty cool.
I mean, when I asked him to come on the show, he texted me back and said, are you talking Eastern time? Because I'm on Central time, just to, you know, clarify. And that kind of hit me like he's sitting in New Orleans. Like, so he may be out eating at a restaurant in New Orleans, or he may be going to see some jazz, or whatever. He's got New Orleans at his disposal. He can do whatever he wants to do. I mean, he's probably going to get some beignets and coffee before he comes on the show. Yes, New Orleans is an awesome place. Yeah, Anthony Davis misses out on 20. He's still making... It's basically would have added $24 million to his contract. But the good part about it is the Pelicans get to keep something like an extra $4 million a year or something like that.
And they need help.
Yes.
So they should. Mm-hmm. And I know the kind of counter argument is always like, well, he's making how much money anyways? What does he care? But, I mean, just think about your salary.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that you make, and then add... And then say you could make a bonus of
25%.
Yeah, and you don't get that. I mean, that's a big deal.
Or if you just looked, he could just take the money and do whatever. I mean, he could just give it to his parents and set them up for which they're already set.
Yeah.
But or he could, you know, give it to a charity or just anything. He just missed out on the opportunity to have it. So we'll talk to Brett Dawson about that.
And, of course, we'll ask him about the NBA final. You know, the Eastern Conference is set. Cleveland went ahead and put that away last night, as you kind of knew they would if it took six or seven games. I don't think anyone ever thought Toronto was actually going to win that series.
Right.
But the other series, which could end tonight,
is
very interesting. If it doesn't end tonight, then I think Golden State, I just can't see Oklahoma City going to Oakland for a game seven and winning that game.
It's a big game. I hope it lives up to it. Like, OKC, I could see them going in there and destroying Golden State tonight.
I can't believe the games that they've won the way they have destroyed them.
So I don't want to see that. Honestly, it doesn't matter. Either way, I'm fine. I would love to see Golden State because they're entertaining and love to see OKC because they're entertaining. So it doesn't matter really to me. I just want it to come down to the last like minute or something. You know, be one of those games.
Now, are you of the mindset that whoever comes out of the West there is winning it? Or do you
I think the West is just, I think LeBron James is just kind of destined to be in that Eastern Conference role of, I just can't get on a good enough team. I can't, you know, even with Kyrie and Kevin Love, just you need more. That's why OKC can't just have Westbrook and Durant. They need more, and they do get more. And Golden State just can't have Curry and Klay. They need more, and they do have more.
Both those teams have gotten significant contributions from their bench
during
the whole playoffs.
And then you put a Steven Adams.
I know.
He could be the difference. Like, Westbrook and Durant already do that stuff. They've been doing that stuff. What's different? Steven Adams. You know, what's different for Golden State was Draymond Green was different for him. But then Andrew Bogut the other night was different. So it's always one more guy. Who's the difference maker for Cleveland? Because LeBron's going to do what LeBron does. And so is Kyrie. You need Kevin to play well. But what about those other guys really is what make it.
It is. They're the difference makers.
It's still amazing that LeBron is going to his sixth consecutive NBA Finals.
Now, they said on SportsCenter he's the eighth player to do that.
Yeah.
But the other seven are from the Celtics teams in the 60s and 70s that went to six straight finals, that won the title.
Yeah, like the team.
Yeah.
Most of the guys on the team.
Yeah. So this is not something that's been done eight times. You know, it was done by one group.
Yeah.
And then LeBron.
Yeah, he went to the finals with Cleveland, then he left and went with Miami. While he was at Miami, Cleveland didn't go to the finals. Mm-hmm. Miami did. And then he comes back to Cleveland, and Cleveland goes back to the finals while he's there. So it is LeBron that's making that happen, no doubt about it.
Well, and LeBron single-handedly kept them in the finals last year because they didn't have anybody.
Kyrie and Kevin were both hurt.
So I do think that will make it interesting this year.
You think about that first team he went with against the Spurs. They got swept. But it was just him.
Yeah, just him. And he was...
Like in the playoffs, he scored...
Like 18.
What, one game, didn't he score like 30 in a row? The last 30 points of the game and in overtime to win a playoff game? I mean, so there's so much... With the social media and the inundation of sports channels and 24/7 talk about sports and all the talking heads, they wind up building these guys into people that they can't possibly be. There's no way they could be what the expectation is. So to stop and be able to think about how good of an accomplishment that is without all the hate, it doesn't matter how you feel about LeBron. There's plenty of haters on LeBron and plenty of people who love him, but regardless, what we just said, going from one team to another team and back to another team, and those teams all going to the finals because of him, and six in a row, that's big.
That's happening with Steph Curry right now. There was such an inundation of him as the best thing ever that now it's like the tide is turning, and I feel like people are rooting against him to do well.
Yeah. Well, what they do is they make you sick of whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, it's so much of it. It's like, oh, like Tebow.
Yeah.
Can't take it anymore. Just quit. Favre. Oh, I hate Favre. Just because. Not you. But they just shove it down your throat so much. And that's what's happened with Steph Curry. Exactly. Shoving it down your throats. I can't say a cross word about Steph Curry because my kid, one of them, is all about some Curry.
But as a parent and as a, you know, but. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Oh, nothing.
You know,
So he asked me.
It's hard to say something bad about Steph Curry.
He's like, who do you want to win? I was like, well, I used to be kind of for Golden State, but now I'm leaning a little bit more towards OKC just because Donovan being from the SEC and Nazi's still out there and Cameron Payne from Murray State is on OKC. Ennis Kanter. And then just Westbrook and Durant. But if I say all those things, then, you know, he's like, you know, it gives me the look like, hey, tu, Brute? Like, are you turning on Steph? So I'll roll with it. If he wants to root for Steph, I'll be there with him, back him up. All right, we should take a break. When we come back, 381-1313 is the number to call. Get in here. Plenty of stuff to talk about today.
Yeah, the guys, the Kentucky guys made their decisions. And
yeah, we'll get to that too on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Stars. The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Jump into big savings this summer at Aurora. Create an outdoor room for your backyard, perfect for entertaining friends and family this summer. Save 30% off hundreds of in-stock patio collections and choose from several leading brands, including Veranda Classics, Telescope, Casual, Hanamint, and more. Starting from only $3.99. Save another 30% off select outdoor accessories. Also save thousands on exercise pools and in-stock hot tubs. Don't miss this chance to build your dream backyard at an affordable price. Find big savings at Aurora's pre-summer sale. Going on now.
You love the beach, but why spend thousands renting a beachfront condo when Hooters brings the beach to you with five seafood choices under $10? Does a condo come with a blackened mahi sandwich? And who needs sand when Baja fish tacos and Baja shrimp tacos taste so much better? Plus buffalo shrimp and our latest New Orleans shrimp, each under $10. Plus crab legs for just $5.99 more. Save thousands. If not hundreds, at Hooters.
The Lexington Rodeo rides into the Kentucky Horse Park for two big days, June 17th and 18th.
This ain't our first rodeo.
It's going to be a bull riding, mutton busting, steer wrestling good time for the entire family. This PRCA sanctioned event is presented by the Rotary Club of Lexington to continue their legacy of community service projects. Tickets and info are available at the official website, lexingtonrodeo.org.
Use the promo code ESPN and get a $2 per ticket discount.
The Lexington Rodeo, two big days at the Kentucky Horse Park, June 17th and 18th, from the Lexington Rotary Club and ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I worry that people who want us to stand up for them against bully insurance companies are afraid to ask for our help because they think they can't afford us. Let me put your mind at ease. Here's what no recovery, no fee means at our firm. First, your initial consultation is absolutely free. Next, we understand that most people don't have the money to pay hourly attorney's fees, and the insurance industry has unlimited monies. So you only pay us a percentage of your recovery when we win. Finally, there are expenses in working a case up, like accident reconstruction, investigators, court filing fees, and so on. We advance these costs as well. If we make no recovery, you don't owe these either. You need a firm with deep pockets to fight the insurance companies toe-to-toe. You will never owe us one penny unless we win. Visit forthepeople.com for more information. No charge there either. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So the decisions came down this week. Marcus Lee made one that was kind of a curveball. You didn't really see that one coming.
I didn't.
No. And so he decided he's going to transfer, and Jeff Goodman's already reported that California appears to be the leader. California was big on him, recruiting him before he came to Kentucky, but I don't believe Konzo Martin was the coach then.
No.
So, but Konzo Martin, he's been recruiting well to Cal. Baylor, Georgia Tech, Gonzaga, Iowa State, and Kansas have reached out to Marcus Lee, according to the Rivals' Jeff Rabjohns. Kansas? There's no way.
I don't think.
No way.
I don't think so. I do think... you know, we've seen how many statements from John Calipari over the course of 7 years, and you can kind of sort of read in between the lines now.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it felt like Cal was very surprised at this decision, mm-hmm. and that he had tried to talk him out of it.
Yes. Yes, the way Calipari worded it was, I mean, it comes off as he's crazy for doing this.
Yeah.
He's got one semester to go. I don't know why he would do this, but he says he needs to chill for a year, you know.
Regroup.
Yeah. Regroup. I think.
It's interesting because about a month ago, Kyle Tucker had talked to Marcus Lee's brother.
Yeah.
And said, is transferring a possibility?
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, Marcus Lee's brother was adamant.
Right.
That it was the NBA or it was... UK. Staying at Kentucky.
I think Chris Fisher, you know, a friend who sometimes co-hosts mm-hmm. here and we have on the show, he put it best. He said, Marcus Lee, this was a time for him to move on and UK to move on. It was just time. That seems perfect. It's like it was just time for the two to be done with the relationship in that. And I don't know if this might have contributed to it, is that how Marcus Lee played last year with all the fouls and couldn't stay on the floor and kind of the scrutiny that he was under that was larger than he had ever been under before. Mm-hmm. That combined with going to the NBA Combine and just getting humbled.
Yes.
I think at that point, it's like, how can I go back there? How can I go back there? And then there are going to be all these other guys that are going to get NBA looks that they'll be talking about ahead of me. And I don't know. I just need to get out of here. I need to go try it a different way somewhere else.
And I can see that. I guess from the other side, I also think one semester.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Until you graduate. And I guess that will be the same wherever he goes. He still
right.
has
he
just
can,
one,
it'll carry over.
One credit.
Yeah.
One semester of credits left to graduate.
Yeah. Like when I needed one semester to graduate, I just needed two classes.
It took 2.5 years?
Oh, no, no, no. No, no. 5. Or 7. So my final semester, I just needed, somehow I skipped intro orientation to psychology. I had every other class needed to get a major, to get a degree in psychology, and didn't have intro to psychology. Yeah, orientation. So I had to go back with all the freshmen.
That's
and
crazy.
Take, yeah. So, you know, that was just a hello, how you doing class.
Yeah.
I had nothing going there. And then the other one was like the TV class where you go and report and do the stories and all that, you know, the broadcasting class. Because
mm-hmm.
I also had the journalism major, too. So that was it. That's all I had to do. So my final semester was great, a breeze. So maybe Marcus just needs a couple classes or something. But, yeah, he's going to get it done in one semester
yeah.
wherever he goes and then have, what, 3 semesters of school left after that. And, hey, if you're going to go somewhere, I mean, Cal Berkeley, not a bad place to finish it off. I personally, yes, I think if I were advising Marcus, I would say, look, if you come back here, you know, the pressure is not so much on you now. You're not going to be like that. And you can show what you're capable of doing in that role. You know, we could use you. It's not like you're just going to be over there sitting by yourself. You're going to play like 15 minutes, 20 minutes back to what you've used to been playing. We just need you to come in and give your energy, maximum effort for 20 minutes. He does that, he'll be dunking, he'll be rebounding, blocking shots.
And as you've said before, that's his role
yeah.
at the next level. It's not going to be where he goes to Cal and is the starting center.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to be that in the NBA.
Yeah, I think he's got a perfect situation at Kentucky to do what is going to get him to the NBA. So I wish him the best, obviously.
And as UK has shown time and time again, sometimes when the whole is greater, it benefits the individual parts.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
I mean, I think, you know, Malik Newman is finding that out right now. You know, if he had been at Kentucky, honestly, instead
yeah.
of Mississippi State, where they were such an afterthought and no one cared and they went nowhere. I mean, how many looks is Malik Newman getting?
Yeah, there's talk that he may transfer now.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a rumor, maybe a report or a rumor, I don't know, that they were trying to accuse him of not going to class the whole time he was there. And then somebody refuted that by saying he took online courses his entire freshman year. But anyway, if you got 5 5-stars on the floor, you can't guard them all
yeah.
With your best player. So somebody's going to shine. And if you're the only 5-star on the floor, you're not going to be the one to shine unless you're really, really good. So,
and your expectations go up
yeah.
as well.
So, I mean, if you've got Bam and Sasha and Wenyon, you know, and Marcus, so I think it definitely hurts Kentucky's depth up front I mean, one of those guys, I guess it's, is it Sasha? One of those guys is more of a wing type player. Is it Winion? I can't remember. Winion, maybe, is going to play more out on the floor than inside. So now you got Bam and one of those other guys, and then it's Isaac and Ty. Don't know if Ty is going to play. You just don't know. The way Calipari talked about him, it sounded like...
Sounded like probably not.
Yeah, no time soon. Isaac...
Isaac Humphries.
Yeah.
Because Isaiah... Oh, I'm thinking of Isaiah.
Yeah.
Mixing up the two. Sorry.
Yeah, Humphries is... He's going to help, but...
Yeah, I think there's a spot for him.
Yeah. But he's not the the up and down type. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The run the floor the way Calipari was talking about. Get the ball out.
And go.
Two passes to the basket from one end of the court to the other. So that's not Isaac. Isaac will help more of a half-court guy for sure. But that depth, Marcus is. Like, Marcus can jump in there for Sasha or Winion,
yes,
and boom, you keep rolling. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more UK basketball. We'll talk about Isaiah Briscoe, what it means for him coming back. And then did you hear about the Kentucky Colonel thing? Governor Bevin is going to do what was it? We'll talk about that too. 381-1313 here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out of the country.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It's summer. Time to get out. No, way out. And then do it again all summer long. Get to Cabela's Memorial Day sale and kick off the summer with huge savings. Get 50% off Cabela's Whoopin' Stick rods and combos and Cabela's Deluxe Flotation Vests. 30% off Coleman Sun Dome tents and 10% off all regular priced kayaks. Plus, find other great deals on grills, coolers, and camping equipment. Don't miss Cabela's Memorial Day sale.
Hey, it's Gary Wexler here, General Manager of Glenn's Freedom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And boy, are we celebrating Memorial Day this weekend. We're celebrating big with additional $1,000 Memorial Day bonus cash on many models. Plus, if you serve, you save. Ask about our military rebates, whether you're active duty, retired, or honorably discharged. Available on all Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram trucks in stock. You'll save thousands this Memorial Day as a thank you for your service. Come down to Glenn's Freedom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram during Chrysler's Memorial Day sales event right now and see how much your trade is worth. We'll even give you a cash offer on the spot. Choose from Kentucky's largest Wrangler selection with over 40 on sale right now. Brand new 2016 Ram trucks are discounted up to $10,000 off MSRP. You heard right, 10 grand off with plenty to choose. Glenn's Freedom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, 1560 East New Circle Road, or online at Glenn's Freedom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
16 model year Ram discount includes Chrysler cash allowance and dealer discount. Offer expires 5/31/16.
It's Uncle Ted!
Friday, August 19th, Ted Nugent's coming to the Eastern Kentucky Exposition Center. Tickets available at the Appalachian Wireless Box Office or at Ticketmaster.com. In addition to buying a ticket, get the Danger Zone package available with a VIP meet and greet. Take a picture with Ted and get his autograph. Uncle Ted, bringing his Sonic Baptism Tour to the Eastern Kentucky Expo Center. August 19th, call or stop by the Appalachian Wireless Box Office or go online to Ticketmaster.com and get your tickets now.
Don't take chances with your fine clothing. Come to Emperor's Cleaners and have your clothes treated like royalty. Emperor's Cleaners will make you look good every day. Or for special occasions, Emperor's Cleaners also preserves wedding gowns that make them look as good as new. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in leather cleaning, shirt laundry, custom work, and alterations. You'll find them in the Idle Hour Shopping Center on Richmond Road. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 9 until 3. Emperor's Cleaners treats you and your clothes like royalty.
Dear John, uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. But when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
For help getting your high blood pressure to a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Isaiah Briscoe coming back is very good news.
Yes.
Because then you have that role is taken care of. Like, he serves a certain purpose, a role. I saw this last night. I tweeted it out. Mark Jackson on the broadcast last night said, think about how much money you can make if you just do your job. And Patrick Patterson was doing his job for Toronto. Like, Patterson's not going to put up 20 and 10, and he's not going to be the star, but he's going to rebound. He's going to run the floor. He's going to be able to shoot some threes. That's his role. He knows his role. He's fine with his role, and he executes his role very well. If Kentucky didn't have Isaiah Briscoe, where you get the bulldog on defense? Well, Dominique Hawkins can do that, but Hawkins cannot finish at the rim and rebound the way Briscoe can.
Right.
So that combination of things, Briscoe obviously needs to be able to become a more consistent shooter. But even if he's not, even if he's the same where he doesn't have to make that shot.
I do think he will be better. I don't mean this in a bad way. You can't get much worse, like, from the free throw line than he was last year. And in his high school career and AAU career, he was much better than that. So yeah. I do think that it was an anomaly. I hope it was. And that, you know,
it's just kind of some mental thing where you.
And I do think that he will be better.
The yips or whatever in golf, the yips. In baseball, like Chuck Knobloch, you remember that years ago? He just lost it. All of a sudden, couldn't throw the ball anymore. It's like the pitcher for the Cubs. Is it Lester? I think it's Lester, who can't make a pickoff move to first. Like, he can't. Of course he can. He's a pitcher. He's a baseball player. He can throw the ball to first base. Are you kidding me? Well, it's just in his head. He throws it away, and he won't throw over there.
There was a closer for the Reds like 10 years ago. I'm trying to think who he was. And maybe he was just a starting pitcher. And then
what was his deal?
And he just lost it. He was okay. And then it was just, he had a couple games that he just melted down and it was just done. He was just done.
Was it Danny Graves? No.
No.
Danny Graves was really good, and then all of a sudden
maybe it was him.
I don't know if it was.
But, yeah, so it happens. But I don't think that's what has happened. I think Isaiah's going to be.
Yeah, he'll get it figured out. He'll be fine. And so he serves in that role. Then you have Malik Monk and De'Aaron Fox. And De'Aaron Fox is going to be the point guard. And so on either side of him is going to be Briscoe and Monk. And then Bam inside. And then is it Sasha Kalia Jones or Wenyen Gabriel, or is it Monk off the bench, Sasha Kalia Jones, Wenyen Gabriel, Bam Adebayo, De'Aaron Fox, and Briscoe?
And then listen, I also think Derek Willis is going
to
play.
Has to. He has to. He just adds something that those other guys, we don't know. We don't know if Wenyen Gabriel can hit a three like Derek Willis can or Sasha Kalia Jones. Bam's not going to be doing that.
Right.
Malik Monk can shoot, but so could Jamal Murray. Ulis could shoot. Fox is expected to be able to shoot. Briscoe's not your three-point guy. Willis will be able to open up some things like he did last year.
Now, I don't know that we have a Jamal Murray, though.
No.
Mm-mm. You know, he was.
But Monk can score in bunches from what we hear. Still, it's going to take a little time. But my goodness, it's going to be one of those things, the schedule, where, I mean, like early rankings, Kentucky number 2 in the CBS Sports, NBC Sports, and Yahoo early preseason polls, way early. And then Ken Pomeroy, the cybermetrics guy, has UK number 3. Well, you got those five freshmen that all five could start.
Yeah.
Probably won't, but three for sure. And it's going to be one of those things where Kentucky fans are just going to have to be patient, but I think you know it by this time that you do. I mean, because you're starting out Michigan State early. That's November 15th, Madison Square Garden. 2 weeks later, you're in the Bahamas against Arizona State, and that's Bobby Hurley, right?
Yes.
And he's a good coach. UCLA, Rupp Arena, December 3rd. They're getting better, you know?
Yeah.
Hofstra at the Barclays Center, whatever.
But then North Carolina in Vegas.
That's a big one.
At Louisville.
Another big one.
And then it just so happened, I don't know how this is decided, but the press release made it sound like it's just a random draw. But in the SEC Big 12 Challenge, somehow Kentucky drew Kansas.
Yeah, they just reach into a hat.
Nope, Kentucky,
and
Kansas.
2 years in a row, it just luck of the draw.
Was it a great game last year that got pretty good ratings for a college basketball game in the early season? Oh, maybe that's a good idea for us to do that again.
You better. Yeah. The one, so Michigan State, Arizona State, UCLA, North Carolina, Louisville, Kansas.
That is some kind of non-conference.
That's your non-conference. Yeah, I don't want to hear anybody crying about Kentucky's schedule. They don't play anybody. I mean, Kansas, North Carolina, Kentucky, those are the three winningest programs in college basketball. They're playing.
I mean, Duke is the only team that you would say is not on the schedule that is a college basketball blue blood.
Yeah.
That's the only team.
Yeah, Michigan State, UCLA, North Carolina, Kansas, Louisville.
Yeah. I mean, who else can you play? That's just crazy.
So of those, well, let me say it one more time. Michigan State, UCLA, North Carolina, Louisville, Kansas, throw Arizona State in there. So that's the six non-conference games. What does Kentucky need to do to satisfy people in those six games?
Like 6-0.
If you lose to Michigan State, that's okay, right? Because it's November 15th.
You have to win at Louisville.
Have to win at Louisville.
I think if you lose to Kansas, you're probably okay. But it's at
Rupp Arena. No. So, no.
No, you're right.
You cannot lose to Kansas at Rupp Arena, especially after last year.
You lose to UCLA at Rupp either.
No.
Especially after Cal came out with his manifesto that said, now what we're doing is chasing UCLA.
You can't lose those home games.
No.
Cannot lose. So automatically, UCLA.
So I guess North Carolina and Vegas is probably.
That's one you want.
Yeah.
You want to have that one, but if Kentucky loses that game,
it's not the end of the world.
Right. It's still okay. Arizona State and the Bahamas, that would stink because Arizona State is the least of those six teams.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also very early. It's Thanksgiving.
And I don't know, admittedly, I don't know anything about Arizona State. I don't know if they're a senior-laden team. I don't know if they're, I know nothing about them.
Yeah, I know nothing either. You have to win at Louisville because you need to just keep beating them down.
You just have to.
You just have to keep winning there. So, the two home games and at Louisville. UCLA, Kansas, Louisville. So, that's three wins. If you lose the other three, Michigan State, Arizona State, North Carolina.
I don't think they go 3-3. Okay. I would say probably 4-2, and that's without seeing this team play.
Yeah. Well, the talent is there to do. I mean, we know Calipari likes to hype things up a little bit, but the way he talked about what he's got a few weeks ago, it sounds like he said, the 2012 team, guys that are so fast that you're just getting it and going. And it's hard to stop that kind of train with those kind of talents. All right, so I had mentioned something about Governor Bevin, Matt Bevin, had said he is going to review the requirement to hand out a Kentucky colonel, to become a Kentucky colonel. Like, what does he want to make it stricter? Or
I would, I'm sure.
The thing is, the governor has been able to, over the years, hand it out to anybody for any reason. He just says, we're going to make you a Kentucky colonel. I mean, initially, it was a volunteer militia way back.
Yes.
Were made colonels. Because they weren't in the military, per se, but they were volunteers. So they were just made colonels. And I guess the governor at the time hired one of these militiamen onto his staff, and just made him a Kentucky colonel, gave him the title. So since then, it's just been, but they've given them to like people that aren't even from the state, like Whoopi Goldberg, Kentucky colonel for what? I don't know. Being Whoopi Goldberg, I guess. I don't know. So I know someone,
yes,
who is a Kentucky colonel, and we'll see if we can get a hold of that person. And ask him the thoughts on this when we come back on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You need to get to Glenn's Freedom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on New Circle this weekend for the Memorial Day celebration. They're celebrating big with an additional $1,000 in Memorial Day cash on many models. They have Kentucky's largest selection of Jeep Wranglers and brand new 2016 Ram trucks with some discounted up to 10 grand. Hurry in, offers expire May 31st. Celebrate big this Memorial Day with great deals at Glenn's Freedom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, 1060 East New Circle Road in Lexington. Ram discount includes Chrysler cash allowance and dealer discounts. Memorial Day weekend is almost here, the official kickoff to summer. People will be heading to the lake, the park, the pool, and the Horsey 100. The Bluegrass Cycling Club and ESPN Sports Radio 1300 want to remind you to be aware there will be an increase in cyclists on the road around central Kentucky, including Georgetown, Frankfort, Lexington, Midway, Paris, and Versailles. Be aware and share the road. For more information, go to horsey100.com. Kick off summer safely and enjoy the ride.
Lawn work doesn't have to be expensive or time-consuming. Leave it to the professionals at Blue Ribbon Lawn Care. They mow every lawn like they're mowing for their mom, beautifully, with attention to detail. Here's what some Blue Ribbon Lawn Care satisfied customers have to say.
Very faithful and efficient and pays attention to detail, and I like that. I would describe his work as immaculate.
For all their services, visit BlueRibbonLex.com or call 275-1166. Isn't your yard worth a Blue Ribbon?
Run or walk for a cause. Saturday, May 28th at the Woodford Humane Society's 2016 Woodford Wag. A family fun event with a 5K cross-country race and a 2K dog walk at the Woodford County Park in Versailles. Register online at woodfordhumane.org until midnight, May 25th, or on the day of the event beginning at 7:30 a.m. Awards, prize drawings, and contests after the race include treats for dogs and humans, so everyone wins. Woodford Wag, Woodford County Park, 275 Beasley Road in Versailles, behind Falling Springs Recreation Center. Visit woodfordhumane.org for more.
Your new job is waiting. Wait, your new career is waiting. UK Dining has jobs available in the food service industry.
Now accepting applications for experienced game day workers and catering and concessions leave. To work with UK's Commonwealth Stadium, rates starting at $10 an hour, earned up to $13 an hour on game days. Positions start early August.
Visit Aramark.com/careers to learn more. UK Dining, we enrich and nourish lives every day.
A background check is required for these positions. UK Dining is an equal opportunity employer.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Right before the break, we were just talking about, you know, Governor Matt Bevin had said he's going to review the requirements to become a Kentucky colonel. Oh my gosh, I'm reacting to SportsCenter right now. That's David Letterman.
Oh, wow.
Full beard, white hair, balding, you know, doesn't have his piece, his hair piece that he wore on TV. He looks like a mountain man. Wearing the sunglasses, he's got a full racing suit on for Indy.
Indy 500, yeah.
Yeah, it's this weekend. So we were talking about the requirements. So I guess from what I gathered from the article is that Governor Bevin wants to make it a little more difficult to be a Kentucky colonel, or I'm not sure. I couldn't tell what he was saying, but you know, I know someone who's been made a Kentucky colonel.
Yes.
And it's my dad. Dad, when were you made a Kentucky colonel?
1995.
Who was the guy who gave you that honor?
Governor Babbage.
Governor Babbage?
Uh-huh.
Is that right? Have we had a Governor Babbage, Dad?
Let me look. It's right here. I got to go look on the wall.
See, let me tell you this. Now, we lived in Kentucky, but my parents, when I went to college, they moved, and they lived in Florida for a long time, and now they're back in Kentucky. So Governor Babbage might have served in Florida.
This is the sad part.
What's that?
This certificate.
Yeah.
Was signed in 1995, and back then they didn't do what they do now with the electronic signatures or whatever they call them, a stamp.
Yeah.
And so the signatures are fading.
So you can't read it. What does it say?
Bob Babbage was the Secretary of State then, and Brereton Jones.
Yeah, Brereton Jones. There you go.
Yeah. So May of 1995.
So why did they give it to you? Do you remember?
I was awarded the Rob Babbage.
We don't care about Babbage anymore. Mom, Dad, we don't care about Babbage anymore.
Brereton Jones.
This is going bad. Dad, tell me why they gave you the award. Tell Mom to quit listening to the radio delay. We're talking to you live. Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, they gave me the award the summer I left Mountain Outreach.
Yeah.
And they gave me the award because in 9 years in southeastern Kentucky, we built 55 homes for needy families.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That was also one of George Bush's 1,000 points of light, George H. Bush. And
yes, George.
He got to meet him.
Yeah, we got the Point of Light Award. That's also hanging on the wall. August 13th, 1990.
That is so awesome.
Yeah. So the Kentucky, so this is an instance where the Kentucky Colonel Award, whatever Matt Bevin decides, my dad would still get it. Don't you think?
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Building
hands
55
down.
Homes for needy families in southeastern Kentucky.
Is he talking about taking them away?
I don't know. I saw something where it said something about
changing the requirements.
Changing
right?
the requirements, but then the headline was like Colonel Sanders might not be a colonel anymore, which might have been just a headline to grab me into the article.
He would become the Kentucky Fried Private.
I don't know. Hey, let me ask you something else while we got you. I haven't gotten into this yet, but you know that they're filming a movie in Fayette County here in Lexington. They've been filming
yes.
in Paris. Like just yesterday, I believe, they were filming this movie in Paris. And it's about FBI killer, you know, guy who killed a woman who was an informant in the FBI. This happened in 1989 up in Pike County.
Right.
And so, you know, this thing, what it hasn't been mentioned yet, which they probably just don't know about it, but they mentioned some of the books that have been written. Nobody mentioned the book called The FBI Killer by this woman named Aphrodite Jones.
Yes, she was a professor at the University of Cumberland. Back then it was called Cumberland College. Yeah.
Exactly, yes. So while my dad was there at Cumberland College in Mountain Outreach, Aphrodite Jones was there, and I took a class, English literature class, where she was my professor at Cumberland College.
And she wrote a book on the case.
Yeah, she is a like 8-time New York Times bestseller. She has something like 9 or 10 books. That was, I think, her first book. That's what got it all going for her. She wrote that book. Now she hosts a show called True Crime.
I recognize the name.
It's on Discovery, I believe. True Crime with Aphrodite Jones. Yeah, it's on Discovery or something like that. But she's got her own, you know, deal. She's big, but that got it going was that book. She wrote a book on this movie, and that's where she took off from there. She wasn't teaching English Lit at Cumberland College anymore after that. Well, Dad, thanks for coming on the radio
with us. Thank you, Mr. Reefer.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Kentucky Colonel.
Yes.
Thank you.
And for good reason. Like we said, if Matt Bevin were to go back through every Kentucky Colonel that was ever awarded, my dad's getting in. He's making the cut. He's done the things. I mean, if he can make 1,000 points of light for George H. Bush, he can get a Kentucky Colonel. He's good. Now, should Whoopi Goldberg have one? I don't know. I don't know what she's done. Maybe she came to the state and gave a lot of money in something. I don't know. Who knows what she did. And I still haven't found exactly what it is Governor Bevin wants to do with this. I just saw some headline-grabbing stuff.
Yeah.
That's trying to get you to click on the article.
Just like regardless of whatever it is, I just feel like there are more pressing things.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, maybe EKU closing its Somerset campus because of budget cuts? Josh over here. I mean, Somerset's a place that needs accessible college.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could go online, I guess, these days, but there's a EKU campus in Corbin, Danville, Manchester. Somerset, no longer. They say it's because of Matt Bevin's education cuts. Oh boy, we're going to talk basketball next with Brett Dawson. We can get undepressed after this on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished.
How did you do it? Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now, 1-800-554-8809. That's 1-800-554-8809. 1-800-554-8809. Or go to web.com/radio.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
As the temperature rises, so does the desire for a summer classic. Delicious Wing Zone Burgers. Certified Angus Quarter Pound Burger with wedge fries and a 20-ounce Pepsi product, all for only $10.49. The buck doesn't stop there. Choose between the Big Southern Burger, Black and Blue Burger, or the Mac and Cheese Burger. Wing Zone is all about better burgers delivered straight to your door. Call South and Drive 259-1300 or Eureka Springs 259-1400. Don't pull out the grill. Pull out your phone and order now. Wing Zone.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes... Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
No matter if your vehicle is personal or business, Fleet Doc will take care of it with a 24-month nationwide guarantee on all parts and labor as a TechNet professional member. Even complimentary roadside assistance is available should you break down. Fleet Doc has everything to be your trusted vehicle doctor.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bingo, bingo!
Your trusted vehicle doctor, Fleet Doc.
Treat your clothes like royalty by treating them to Emperor's Cleaners. With over 40 years of experience, Emperor's Cleaners has everything your clothes need. Fine clothiers even recommended Emperor's for brands like St. John's Knits. They specialize in same-day service. Bring in your shirts by 9 a.m., they'll be done the same day. Emperor's Cleaners is a family-run business, ensuring top-quality service. Located on Richmond Road in the Eidelauer Plaza, Emperor's Cleaners will treat you and your clothes like royalty.
Lawn work doesn't have to be expensive or time-consuming. Leave it to the professionals at Blue Ribbon Lawn Care. They mow every lawn like they're mowing for their mom, beautifully, with attention to detail. Here's what some Blue Ribbon Lawn Care satisfied customers have to say.
Very meticulous, and I've been really, really pleased with his work. I think that he is a maestro.
For all their services, visit BlueRibbonLex.com or call 275-1166.
Fantastic job.
Isn't your yard worth a Blue Ribbon?
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
Got the chance to end the season for the 73-win defending NBA champion Warriors tonight. Oklahoma City up 3-2 going into Game 6 of the West Finals versus Golden State. 8 Eastern ESPN Radio, and being home will be the difference in a victory for OKC, believes ESPN's Jalen Rose.
85% of the time where a team is leading 3-2, just like the Cavs, they go on to win that series. Okay. And so for the Oklahoma City Thunder, watch for the offense of Ibaka, Roberson, Adams, Waiters. Those guys normally become the difference when you're playing at home. I think they get it done.
Our Jalen Rose, Thunder, 25-5 in potential series-clinching games at home. That includes a 7-1 mark since the franchise moved to Oklahoma City. In addition, OKC's outscored Golden State by 52 points at home in this series. The Cavaliers await the winner in the NBA Finals. Cleveland moved on with a 113-87 rout of Toronto in the clincher in Game 6 of the East Finals. LeBron James will become the 8th player ever to play in 6 straight NBA Finals and the first since members of the Celtics dynasty in the 1960s. Washington Post reports the Wizards expected to offer Bradley Beal a 5-year max deal when free agency tips off July 1st. That would pay him about $124 million compared to $92 million for a four-year offer sheet from another team. Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid meet in the UEFA Champions League final. 2:45 Eastern, ESPN Deportes. Real Madrid seeking an 11th title in its record 14th time in the European Cup final.
It's a Memorial Day doubleheader as the White Sox head to New York for an interleague battle with the Mets, while the Cubs host the Dodgers at Wrigley. White Sox-Mets, followed by Dodgers-Cubs, presented by Harley-Davidson. Coverage starts at 12:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Brothers Auto Sales is Central Kentucky's number one dealer of pre-owned vehicles. At Brothers Auto Sales, you'll find the most complete selection of quality pre-owned cars and trucks available today. Every vehicle comes with a Carfax report documenting every aspect of the vehicle's history. Plus, we have an A-plus rating from the BBB. Brothers Auto Sales open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. for sales. Their top-notch service department is there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5. Brothers Auto Sales, 285 East New Circle at the corner of Bryan Station Road or on the web at brothersautosales.com. No gimmicks, no games, no high pressure. Just the best prices on quality. Quality pre-owned vehicles in Central Kentucky, period. Brothers Auto Sales.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
For the last 30 years, our law firm has been in a fistfight with the establishment. Gigantic insurance companies, big tobacco, the pharmaceutical industry, and oil companies like BP. We hit them hard where it counts, right in the pocketbook. Results of $1.2 billion, $90 million, $40 million. So many verdicts of more than $1 million over the years. Billions and billions of dollars for our clients. You heard that right. Billions. As a poor boy growing up in Kentucky, I remember what it was like to feel helpless against the powerful. When my brother was paralyzed at 18, I watched the establishment bully him in the legal system. I became enraged and vowed to one day fight back for all of us. This is all very personal to me. Let our experience and financial strength fight for you. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Sleep Outfitters. Enjoy special financing for 6 years and savings up to $600 on the best brands in bedding, including Visa prepaid gift cards up to $400 on select Tempur-Pedic purchases at Sleep Outfitters. Get a Sealy Pillow Top Queen Set with gel foam on sale for just $499 plus a free TV. Special 6 years financing, extended shopping hours, free TVs, and free upgrades. It's all happening now during the Memorial Day sale at Sleep Outfitters.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Joe Perino.
You know, I'm getting used to the song,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I like it.
It's a good intro song. In case you haven't been listening to the show for long, but for the last, like, year, I think, we've had the Bulls intro.
Yes.
With Alan Parsons Project or something like that.
We shall call it the Alan Parsons Project.
And the thing was, it's just Josh is just so bad at his job that it just, he never timed it out right, and it just didn't work. It was always, he never got to the good part of the song that made it the song. So you came up with this on your own, though.
And it works.
Yes, and it works. So, you know, you're even. You're back to par. We were talking early on the show about Anthony Davis and his situation where he'd lost $24 million basically by being injured and not making an All-NBA team, which he would have made had he not been injured. And our friend from these parts, mm-hmm. who formerly covered UK first for the Kentucky Colonel way back, but the Louisville Courier-Journal, and then the Rivals, Kentucky Rivals site, Cats Illustrated. And now he's covering the New Orleans Pelicans for the New Orleans Advocate. Brett Dawson joins us on the Dan and Mary Joe Show. Good morning, Brett.
Thank you. That was a nice intro, except it made me sound old. Way back when he was in
college back way back in the dark ages.
No, you've just made a meteoric rise. You were only at each one of those stops for like 3-4 months.
That's right. I was actually 13 when I worked at the Colonel.
Well, how do you love New Orleans? I'm not going to say like. You have to love New Orleans, I would imagine.
I do. New Orleans is a different kind of place. It is not for everybody, and people who live here will tell you that a lot of people move here and think they'll love it because they visited for a weekend and they love that weekend. And it is not the same place it is on the weekend, and there are some unique things about New Orleans, and there are some challenges. But I really do love it. I love the people here. I love the whole vibe of it. I like living here a whole lot. So it is not for everybody, but it is for me.
And Brett, you've been an NBA guy as long as I've known you, as long as we've known you. Huge Knicks fan. What is the differences and maybe the challenges between covering, you know, a major college basketball team versus covering an NBA team? What do you like better about it? What is tough?
Yeah, it's very different. I mean, one thing is a lot of things are harder just because I haven't done them before. And so you got to learn how to deal with, you know, just front office people. That's a different kind of vibe. You have to kind of get to know a different group of people. Whereas in college basketball, really, you kind of know the coach, you know, a couple media relations people. You might talk to the athletic director. Here there are there's general manager, there are assistant general managers. You talk to a whole bunch of different people to try to get information and try to kind of round out stories and learn things about players that, you know, you might be able to apply to stories about those players. But for the most part, the changes are great changes. There's so much better access. You know, the fact that you can talk to the players so often.
Yeah.
You know, on any given day, you're going to talk to the coach twice. Sometimes on the road, you might talk to the coach three times, shoot around. Before the game and after the game, always you're going to get the coach before and after the game. Typically, you're going to get players twice in a day between shoot around and post game. Most guys don't really talk right before the game anymore, but some guys will. And so, yeah, it's just a different thing in terms of just how much time you get to spend with them, how much easier it is to kind of get to build a working relationship. Because as you know, at Kentucky, that's difficult. I mean, those guys are pretty sequestered, and I, you know, maybe once a year you talk to a guy at Kentucky without 30 other people there.
Yeah, you have to get special access there. But I was reading through some of the stuff that you have written in your first year covering the Pelicans. My favorite one so far that I've seen is headline reads, "I do believe they are jinxed. Voodoo priest says he can fix what ails Pelicans." Tell me about writing that story.
Well, that was also my favorite story that I've written this year, and that one got some attention. That one got played up a lot of places. ESPN ran that headline, and Bleacher Report, and some different people picked that story up. And basically, you know, the Pelicans they missed more than 300 games this year to injury. That was by far the most in the NBA. And you know, last year people thought they were kind of an injury plague team. And it was like 108 games. Over 300 is just a crazy number of games to miss for individual players, just collectively to miss over 300 games. And at one point, Alvin Gentry, the coach, said, you know, we're going to get a voodoo doctor, is the way he put it, to come and figure this thing out. And so I just thought, you know, he said it one night. And that later that night, I started thinking, you know, I'm in the only city in America where I can just walk down the street and go find somebody who does this. So I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to do that tomorrow. And so that's what I did. That next morning, I got up and I drove down to the French Quarter. And you know, what's funny, when you live here, you don't really spend that much time in the French Quarter. Like, it's very touristy.
Right.
But it's a great place to go for that kind of thing. You can find people who are voodoo practitioners. And I found a couple, and one in particular who was very helpful. And who genuinely believed that, you know, he could fix what ailed the Pelicans and sort of offered up his services. And, you know, I heard at one point after I wrote that they were actually having a discussion about calling that guy and doing some kind of ceremony kind of publicly for fun to just kind of be a thing that would be, you know,
such
a miserable year that it might kind of lighten the mood a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever did, but they still might.
That would be awesome. I mean, it would be perfect. You couldn't do that anywhere else. It'd be a perfect place to do that before a game, halftime, something like that.
No, I also talked to a woman for that story too, who I didn't quote as prominently because she didn't have as much to say about it as that guy did about the Pelicans. He was actually a big Pelicans fan, but she had been part of a ceremony. They had actually done a sort of public thing here when Drew Brees was on the cover of Madden. to break the Madden curse. That thing, everybody who was on it always got hurt. And, you know, Drew Brees got through the year healthy the year he was on the Madden curse. So, you know.
There's something to it. Yeah.
You know, what I'm saying is voodoo is totally real.
Now, one of those guys that spent a lot of time hurt is, of course, our beloved Anthony Davis, who just missed out. You know, the story's been everywhere on $24 million for not making one of those all-NBA teams. Can you kind of talk about what happened there, what the deal is with his contract? It's the Derrick Rose rule,
What is
right?
the Derrick Rose what is rule, that? Yeah.
So the way the Rose rule is set up is basically, it's sort of complicated. I'll make it as simple as I can. But if while on your rookie contract, which is your first 4 years, if while you're on your rookie contract, you either get voted MVP or you twice get voted in as an all-star starter or twice get named to one of the three all-NBA teams, then the maximum salary you can make goes up. It goes from 25% of your team's cap to 30%. And so if you sign the maximum deal, that in Anthony Davis's case, that would be about a $24 million difference, that 25% versus 30%. He got voted into the All-Star game once. He got voted first-team All-NBA once. Both of those were last season. This season he was an All-Star reserve, and he did not make an All-NBA team, so he did not qualify. Went into the year, that really seemed like a layup. I mean, it really seemed like a guaranteed thing to happen. But, you know, the Pelicans went from 45 wins to 30. He did miss 21 games, including the last 14. And that probably is what hurt him more than anything else. Because statistically, he did not have as good a season as last season, but he still had a really good year. I think had he not missed all the games, even with their record, he probably would have snuck into one of those. And even if he had missed those games a little bit more spread out and he hadn't missed the last 14 the way he did, I think he would have had a very good chance. DeMarcus Cousins' numbers are very similar to his. Probably overall, Davis's are a little bit better when you factor in the blocks and that kind of thing, but real close. And Cousins was a second-team guy. The other thing, and I talked to a guy who sort of analyzes the salary cap for Yahoo, Bobby Marks, and what he said was, you know, if more people had just thought to put Davis at center instead of forward, he would have had a much better chance of making it. And he did play more than half his minutes this year at center. He probably could have qualified pretty easily and maybe beaten out Andre Drummond there at that third-team slot, but that didn't happen. And so, you know, as he told us in March, we talked about this at one point, he said, it's still a lot of damn money, and it is a lot of damn money. I mean, he's still going to make $120 million over the course of that contract, but he's not going to make $145 million or whatever it is.
We're talking to New Orleans Pelicans beat writer Brett Dawson here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. I'm interested to know what it was like going back or reuniting, if you will, with Anthony Davis in that role of writer-player and just his reaction when he realized who you were.
You know, it was interesting. The first time I really talked to him after I got the job was in Lexington. He was in for that alumni game. He did not play, as you may remember. He was a coach in the alumni game. He didn't do a lot of coaching. And I worked with Dwayne Peavy at Kentucky to kind of set something up with him while he was in town for the weekend. And what he actually suggested after he and Dwayne kind of went back and forth about when the best time to do something would be was they had a driver to take him and his dad to the airport to fly back to New Orleans after that game. And so Anthony just suggested I ride out to the airport with them and do the interview that way in the car, and then the guy would drop them off and drive me back to the arena. So we did that, and that was a great opportunity for me to get to kind of spend that time with him right away. And you know how those guys are. I think some of those guys remember you better than others do.
Yeah.
We were doing interviews when the Timberwolves were in town, and Carl Anthony Towns actually stopped everybody to say hello and say it was good to see you. And nobody who knows Carl would be at all surprised by that. But,
right.
But definitely, I mean, Anthony knew who I was. I mean, he remembered the face, and certainly now I think knows the name a little bit because I've covered him for a year. it's certainly been helpful. I mean, I think there are times, you know, I think maybe one other person who covers the team got to have a one-on-one with Anthony this year. I think I had two or three.
Yeah.
And I think that helps a little bit. I do think the kind of backstory helps some. And I think the other thing is that sometimes he'll just make a reference. He'll be talking about a way they play or something that happened in a game, and he'll say it kind of reminds me of Kentucky. And every time he says that, he looks at me and sort of gestures. Like, I know those things. I have that shared experience with him. And so, you know, I think the fact that he can talk about that time and make reference to it and all that kind of stuff is helpful. I did a story in November or December about some of his charity work. And, you know, one of the things he talked about was the year at Kentucky, piling into a van with teammates, and they took presents to sort of underprivileged kids, and he talked about what a great memory that was. And I think just talking to him, talking to me, probably jogs a few of those things a little bit, because it wasn't a thing I asked him about. He brought it up on his own. So
yeah.
I do think there's a value in it, knowing the, you know, having any kind of connection to the star player. The star player is so important in the NBA. I think having any kind of connection there helps.
Yeah.
The one thing I haven't asked Dan is if he remembers you and Alan Cutler brawling in front of him to ask him questions. I got to bring that up at some point. I got to ask him about that.
You should let me know what he said.
You guys were like chest to chest.
And we were. Yes, we were. All right, Mary Jo, do you have a question for Brett?
What if Ross is going to the hospital?
Oh, we don't want to react to that.
Yes, Brett, I do have a question for you.
The story I was told about that, by the way, the story I was told about that when you and Alan had that little blow up is that Anthony later said, that dude with the stash don't play.
Yes, I did hear that. I did hear that the next day. Yeah, I heard about that.
True enough.
That's going to be the more memorable part of it is the dude with the stash.
Yeah. Okay, Brett. The draft is coming up.
Thank you for that.
any chance there's another Kentucky guy that ends up a New Orleans Pelican?
I mean, I think certainly Jamal Murray falls in the range. I mean, they're going to have the sixth pick, and if they draft that guy and keep it, which they haven't done. I mean, Anthony is the only first. Certainly since they've been the Pelicans, since they drafted Anthony, they have not kept another first round pick. They kept Austin Rivers for a couple of years and traded him. They tend to want to go a little older. And so there's a chance, I think, once they draft that guy, they would trade him. I know that they are very fond of Chris Dunn, the point guard from Providence. If he's there at six, I think that's an easy choice for them. But I think Murray is certainly one of those guys they'll be looking at. I know that they've kept an eye on him over the course of the year. They need shooters. I don't really think he's going to fall to six. And I don't think they would take anybody else there. They're certainly not going to take Scal at that range. And although I think Tyler Ulis would be a very nice fit for them, you know, if he fell to 39 where their second round pick is, I think they'd snatch him up. But I don't expect that to happen. So
yeah.
If Jamal Murray is there at six, and if Chris Dunn isn't, I think there's a pretty good chance that they would snatch him up there. Otherwise, I think it's probably a long shot.
And just a little follow up: knowing what you know about him, do you think Tyler Ulis can make it at that next level?
He can. I mean, I think I've talked to a bunch of people about him, a bunch of different front office people and scouts, and I think the sort of consensus on Tyler is don't be shocked if he falls a little bit on draft night, just a little bit lower than some people think, because I know there are people who have him going 14 or 15. I think more people that I talk to think he's going to drop into the 20 to 25 range, and I think part of the reason for that is general managers get cold feet pretty easily, and the opinion on Tyler is basically he's a really good player who's going to be a good NBA player, but probably is going to be, you know, a really good second unit point guard. He's going to be the guy who comes in with your second group and kind of, you know, fares very well against second unit type players in those, you know, second, third quarter situations. And I think the sort of question people ask themselves is how high a pick do you want to spend on a 5'9" backup point guard, even if he's a really good backup point guard. So, mm-hmm. You know, there may be somebody who falls in love with him, but you may see on draft night where some people kind of get a little nervous.
We're talking with Brett Dawson, covers the New Orleans Pelicans for the New Orleans Advocate here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. And we can't let him go without asking about the NBA Finals. One of the questions I have is just since you're around NBA people and talk to NBA folks, what's the thought on Billy Donovan and just his first year?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been a feeling that I think there definitely was a learning curve. I think what this year has shown you is that it is very difficult to coach in this league, and people think that it's not. Sometimes people think the coach doesn't matter, and the coach matters a lot. You know, being around Alvin Gentry, the head coach here, who was an assistant coach at Golden State last year, you know, he'll tell you that, you know, at the beginning of the year when they were so good under Luke Walton, and people said, well, that team kind of coaches itself. You know, Alvin told us what a joke that was to say, because if you look at that Golden State team, it's a team of massive egos. I mean, as great as those guys are, all superstar players and all star players have egos that you have to manage. They want to play certain ways, and they want to do certain things, and you have to figure out how to handle those guys. And like Draymond Green is a handful. He's a really good player, but yeah. You have to deal with a lot of things with him. And so I think Billy probably has learned a lot this year about dealing with, you know, dealing with the Westbrooks and the Durants and just what their needs are. You know, he's done a very good job. There were people all along who thought that, you know, you needed to stagger Oklahoma City and kind of get minutes where both those guys weren't on the floor, mm-hmm. but one of them was, and he's been the first guy to really kind of – Scott Brooks didn't really get that. I don't think he ever really did that with Durant in the ways that he needed to, and I don't know if maybe Durant wouldn't accept it, and he's changed. But that's really helped them a lot, the way he staggered the two of those guys and kind of kept them separate from each other at times. I think there's a sense – I think at the beginning of the year, I think even halfway through the year, people wondered if Billy was an NBA coach and wondered if he was going to be able to do this. And now, you know, they're on the verge of doing what might be the most impressive thing that's ever been done in the history of the Western Conference playoffs. I mean, if they were to beat San Antonio and Golden State back-to-back,
yeah,
it's probably the best run to the finals in the history of the NBA by a team. So, I think for a long time the jury was out on Billy, and I think it's very much in now.
And do you think they beat Golden State?
I think they're going to win tonight. I kind of hope they don't. I mean, there's this part of me that, A, I love a Game 7, and so I would like to see a Game 7.
Mm.
And I'm also one of those people who, you know, I saw the 96 Bulls, even though I'm so young, I saw the 96 Bulls. And the idea to me of being able to say we saw a team better than that is fun. I like the idea of being able to say the Warriors were the best team ever. And so if they win, I think you can make a real compelling argument that it's the best team that's ever played, and that would be fun for me. So, you know, I think that would be kind of cool. But the way Oklahoma City has played at home, it's hard to imagine it. At the same time, kind of hard to imagine Golden State not winning because they're so good and they won 73 games. So, you know, I can't wait for tonight. I hope that at least it's a close one because we really haven't had that yet in that series. We've had one really kind of super competitive game, that first game that Golden State won. And so hopefully we get a close game. I'd like to see that because I'd like to see both these teams play that way down the stretch and it'd be exciting.
Close. That's what we're rooting for too. Yes, close game. But the other thing that makes this series just – it's the star power, the just the sheer level of athleticism that Westbrook, like when Curry took over and scored 15 points in 2 minutes.
No, it's unbelievable. I mean, I tell people all the time, and I'm not the only person who says this. I know Bomani Jones, who I like a lot, is a big radio and Twitter personality. You know, it's okay to like college basketball better than the NBA. It's fine. If that's what you do, it's okay. But, like, don't tell me it's because of the basketball. Don't tell me that the basketball's worse at the pro level because that just exposes you as not knowing anything about basketball. You can prefer like that level, and you can like I like the college kids, and I like the bands, and I like all that. That's fine. It's great. I mean, I love college basketball too. But the level of basketball night in and night out is not comparable, and it's really a joke that anybody thinks it is. Nobody thinks that about the NFL, and they're right because the NFL is a far superior product. I like college football better. But I can see that the NFL is playing a better brand of football because it's, you know, they're better at it. It's the same thing with the NBA.
Yeah.
I prefer the NBA, and it's better basketball. But I can understand why you'd like college better.
Yeah. Brett, thank you very much, man. Thanks for taking time for us. And, gosh.
Thank you so much. Let's do this again.
Yeah.
Good
stuff.
Anytime.
Good stuff. Enjoy the game tonight. No doubt.
That's the only embarrassing ammunition I have on Dan, so I can't do that again, but I'd be happy to do the show anyway.
Thank you so much, Brett.
Much appreciated.
Thanks, guys.
Brett Dawson from the New Orleans Advocate here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Back with more after this.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this. On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Russillo and Canal.
UFC President Dana White.
What is your relationship like with Conor McGregor?
Listen, I love me some Conor McGregor. You have to show up for the press conference.
He and Floyd Mayweather have been having some fun, whispering about this potential matchup between each other. Do you think this could ever be a reality?
Well, let me put it to you this way. Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather are in the same sport. Look how long it took for those two to fight. It's impossible. But, like I said, man, Floyd, you want to fight Conor? Call me.
Russillo and Canal.
1 to 4 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It's summer. Time to get out. No, way out. And then do it again all summer long. Get to Cabela's Memorial Day sale and kick off the summer with huge savings. Get 50% off Cabela's Whoopin' Stick Rods and Combos and Cabela's Deluxe Flotation Vests, 30% off Coleman Sun Dome Tents, and 10% off all regular priced kayaks. Plus, find other great deals on grills, coolers, and camping equipment. Don't miss Cabela's Memorial Day sale.
I am so tired of all this political talk.
All they want to do is blow smoke. I want to talk cars, trucks, and road trips.
Well, you know what Willie Jeff says, vote early, vote often. Don't let the political haze make you crazy. Relax, plan your road trip, and let the experts at Truck and Auto Extras take care of your car or truck. And my wife loves those thumper sound systems.
Oh, by the way, I love your wife's pantsuits.
Warm weather is here, so come on in to Truck and Auto Extras and let the experts get you ready for summer with window tinting, remote car start, bed covers, lift kits, new tires, and so much more. You can even pick up those off-road accessories you've been wanting. Truck and Auto Extras, your destination to accessorize your car. Don't drive north, south, or west. Head east to 1098 East New Circle Road. Truck and Auto Extras.
Or you could head to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I approve this message.
Lawn work doesn't have to be expensive or time-consuming. Leave it to the professionals at Blue Ribbon Lawn Care. They mow every lawn like they're mowing for their mom, beautifully, with attention to detail. With Blue Ribbon Lawn Care, you're never locked into a contract, and they won't mow your lawn in the heat of the summer when it doesn't need it. Their priority? Making your lawn look its best throughout the year. For all their services, visit BlueRibbonAndLex.com or call 275-1166. Doesn't your yard deserve a Blue Ribbon?
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
That was back-to-back two of my favorite guests we've ever had.
Oh, my dad and Brett Dawson? Awesome. Yeah.
And your dad was awesome.
Well, Brett Dawson knows his stuff. We haven't had him on this show before. It's not that I, because any other reason. It's just, we used to be just on Sundays, and, you know, that's a day I take off. I just don't mess with anything, you know. That was before as well, when he was covering UK. Maybe now, since the way the NBA is, maybe he's open to Sunday. I don't know. But anyway, yes, he is so informative, knows so much, clearly loves where he's living and what he's doing, and it was good to talk to him. And he couldn't leave the old stuff alone. had to bring up old stuff.
I will honestly never forget. I think I just got sent the video.
Just now?
No. I got, because I was not at that press conference.
Right.
Or was it media day?
No. It was just
like a regular pregame.
It was right before the Louisville game.
Okay.
Because there's a theory that me and somebody else have about. I'm not going to get into that.
But
before big games, stuff happens. I don't know. So something happened there where we were interviewing Anthony Davis. But
cameras are rolling.
Oh, yeah.
So there's, there's video of it.
Yeah.
And so I remember walking into the station that day and couldn't even like set my stuff down at my desk before, because I had been inundated, obviously, with text messages before I got to work.
And so to fill everybody in real quick, Mary Jo was working at Channel 18 at the time, and I was working at Channel 36. And so it was a press conference, or not a press conference, but it was the Kraft Center floor. They bring out players.
It's just a media opportunity before the game.
Right. And you heard Brett Dawson refer to this as, you rarely get to talk to a Kentucky player without 30 other people around.
Yeah.
Which was the case. Well, some places, Channel 18, sometimes have two people to cover that, like a cameraman and a reporter. And where I was at Channel 36, that was rarely the case. And it was cameraman and reporter, me. So you have 25 pounds on your shoulder and one arm attached to that and the other arm fully extended with a microphone in it, and you're peeking out with one eye before you put your eye back into the camera to see to ask your question. So that was the situation, and somebody else didn't like my questions or something, and so that turned into a little chest-to-chest confrontation. It was recorded by my camera because I just never turned it off because everything happened so fast. But really, my camera's perspective is mostly audio. 18's camera's perspective, you
also
saw.
Also included video.
Also included the actions that were taking place. And then one other place, another station out of Louisville also has video, and I've seen it. But thank goodness it's not out there on the internet.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is remarkable.
Well,
think everyone's kind of made a pact.
Yeah, some people have been very nice and respectful and respecting my wishes to just keep that private.
Not Brett.
Well, you could talk about it. You could talk about it. But as far as the video going, like if it happened to them, because there's a little bit of a brotherhood in the media.
I would say especially with sports media.
Yeah, because you're always at the same place at the same time and you're around each other a lot. And there's no reason to fight, even though it happens. But, you know, if it happened to them, would they want that to be out there on them? You know, because it's not something. Well, I'll just go ahead and tell this real quick is. And I'll never forget Matt Jones for doing this of Kentucky Sports Radio. He had an opportunity to put it on his website. He had access to the video, put it on his website. Now, you know, KSR is just, you know, how far its reach is. It, you know, would have exploded that way.
Yes.
And then and I talked to, you know, my wife about this, and she goes, do you want that? Like, that will be something that, it could be the first thing that's always brought up when your name's brought up. The one thing everybody will remember. Like, there may be more people who know your name, but those people will know your name because of this, which is a media skirmish with somebody else. And what about kids? When they become old enough to look up your name, like it's already happened. My son has already searched my name online, Googled it. Had that been on KSR, that video, that would have come up because some of the most popular stuff comes up. That would no doubt be one of the top things ever viewed about me. And so Matt Jones had access to it and was nice enough and respectful enough to call me and say, I've got this. Want to run it, really want to run it, but, you know, I'm asking your permission. I won't do it if you don't want me to do it. So I asked him not to do it, and he didn't, and it's never been out there. So thank you to Matt Jones for doing that.
I did not know that backstory.
Well, you won't hear me say anything bad about him because he, you know, that's a nice thing to do. It's very respectful. Shows a lot about who he is, I think.
There is a video that's out there right now of a sports anchor, I believe it's from in Houston, Texas, maybe, getting upset with the news anchor.
Oh, yeah.
For running a story about LeBron James being in Space Jam.
And a story about the NBA Finals.
Yes.
That Steph Curry was going to play in Game 4. Or, I mean, the conference finals.
Yes.
Or
and
whatever,
it
playoffs.
Is the most awkward feeling video ever. I'm sure it's blown up on Facebook and Twitter if you haven't seen it, but it is just the most awkward thing.
Yeah.
And that guy is just going to be known for that.
Right.
You know, I'd never heard his name before. I can't think of his name, but if I saw it pop up again, I'd be like, oh man, that's that dude.
Who was a jerk to the anchor.
Yes.
Yeah. Now you said you finishing your story. Did you have an end to it? You wanted to get in there? That you came in, you saw the video before you could put your stuff down.
It was
immediately that you went and saw it.
Yes, everyone's like, you got to see it.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna take a break and talk about something else on the Dan and Mary Jo Show
on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, Gary Wexler here, General Manager of Glenn's Freedom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And boy, are we celebrating Memorial Day this weekend. We're celebrating big with an additional $1,000 Memorial Day bonus cash on many models. And now through Memorial Day, we're making aggressive offers on trades right now. You may be able to upgrade to a new Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram model with little or no money out of pocket and actually lower your current monthly payment with approved credit. And during Jeep's Memorial Day sales event, get $3,700 off MSRP on 2016 Grand Cherokees. That's $3,700 off brand new Grand Cherokees. There's a limited number available at this discount, and when they're gone, they're gone. So hurry down to this Memorial Day weekend. Glenn's Freedom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, 1560 East New Circle Road, or online at glennsfreedomchryslerdodgejeepram.com.
Excludes tax, title, license, $599 doc fee. Negative equity will be applied to your trade. Trade value may be less based on excessive mileage and vehicle wear and tear. See dealer for details. 16 Jeep Grand Cherokee, 3 available at this savings. MSRP, $56,180. Discount includes dealer discounts and Jeep rebate. Expires 5/31/16.
MLS Power Sports, Central Kentucky's only premier Arctic Cat dealer and one of the highest volume pre-owned power sports stores in the Southeast. MLS Power Sports offers service on all major brand motorcycles, dirt bikes, ATVs, and side-by-sides. Looking to accessorize your ATV? You can find it all at MLS Power Sports. Stop by anytime, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Meet the friendly, experienced staff that will enjoy serving you. For more information, check out MLSPowerSports.com.
Ride rough, ride tough, MLS Power Sports, got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Yeah, ride victoriously.
Here's Carrie Patterson with big news from Carpet One.
Shop Carpet One's I Love It flooring sale and save up to $500 on select floors store-wide. Plus, save up to 50% on Tigressa carpets, all with great financing options available. Visit the experts at Carpet One for tremendous savings now through June 20th during our I Love It flooring sale.
Visit Carpet One, 390 New Circle Road, or on the web at carpetonelex.com. Finance subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, Steve called earlier and we had to put him off because we had a couple of callers. So, Steve, thanks for calling back and welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Had a basketball comment and a non-sports comment. When you were talking last hour about the fact that Kentucky magically was paired with Kansas again for the Big 12 SEC
challenge, yeah,
playoffs, whatever you call it. It reminded me of a story from, this is probably, I don't know, 40 years ago, back when Joe B was here, or was coaching, and it was, they were playing the UKIT, and they played in the first game, they played Washington State, and George Raveling was the coach at that time at Washington State, and he was asked about the fact that, you know, quote unquote, that the, you know, name drawn out of the hat was for UK's first, you know, opening UKIT opponent was Washington State.
Yeah.
He sort of laughed it off and he said, well, I can tell you the only thing that was in that hat was a piece of paper that said Washington State and, and 3/8.
Yep. That's, you kind of got to think the only thing in the hat was Kansas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. On the non-sports, I just wondered if either of you guys were fans of Nashville, which had their finale this week.
I haven't watched. I know a lot of people have and have had great comments about it, especially the people that live in Nashville. I know several people that were bummed that it was ending. But now, to tell you the truth, I have about three or four shows that I haven't been able to watch. Like, I've got them all recorded. I'm in the middle of House of Cards and The Americans, and I'm waiting to finish both of those to get to Better Call Saul and Vinyl and The Outsiders. That's my list right now, so I don't have room for another one yet. Mary Jo?
Well, no, I've not watched it. Heard good things, but I've not watched it.
Okay. Well, the reason I mentioned it was obviously, like I said, their finale. And I guess I'm assuming that they filmed it before they realized that it was going to be the series finale, although there's talk about it maybe coming back on some other platform next year, but it won't be on ABC anyway.
Yeah.
And in the final, I guess, scene there where the character that Hayden Panettiere plays, Juliet, she's flying back to Nashville, and her plane apparently, you know, drops off the radar, and the guy's waiting for her at the airport, and he's told about it and everything. And it was kind of ironic and a sense of history, too, because she had played in the Nashville series. She had gotten a role as Patsy Cline, and she was actually got a award nomination. I think it was an Oscar nomination. You know, that's the way they had it in the series. And, of course, Patsy Cline, she died in the plane crash.
Right, yeah.
Flying back to Nashville. Her plane went down 90 miles west of Nashville. And, of course, I think one of the last lines in the show was telling her Juliet's ex, you know, they got a distress call and the plane dropped off the radar 90 miles west of Nashville. So, I mean, they used the exact same distance.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Said she had played this character. So
clever. Very clever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, we appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good Memorial Day weekend.
Thanks, Steve.
You too. Yep.
Did you see a couple things that were Twitter phenomenons this week? One was Gucci Mane was released from prison. That happened, I don't know, a couple days ago. Did you see it, Josh, on Twitter? Gucci Mane, released from prison. Like, trap rap is what he's known for. I don't even know what trap rap means.
I'll explain it during
Will
the
you
break.
Explain it during the break? Thank you. So everybody was, you know, tweeting with the hashtag, like, guap something Gucci Mane. So Brad Calipari, future Kentucky Wildcat, will be on the team, a class of 2016 signee, if you will. He tweeted out something like, it's only right, or I had to, and tweeted out a picture of himself just standing there, but it had the hashtag guap, Gucci Mane, whatever. So I'm like, what does this have to do with Gucci Mane? What's he doing? And I look down, and the shoes that he's wearing are a pair of loafers, and if you look for a minute, you're like, oh, those are Gucci loafers for a 17, 18-year-old kid. 19. I don't know how old Brad is. But I would just venture to say no one else on Kentucky's roster for this upcoming season owns a pair of Gucci loafers.
No.
Just out of curiosity, I wanted to see what would that look like? So I Googled Gucci loafers, went to the website, and just kind of scrolled through till I saw the shoes Brad was wearing. $530. Woo! That's a pair of shoes right there, Jack. Now, we heard, I don't remember what article it was, but did you remember, or John Calipari said something about Ellen runs the money.
Yes.
Oh, he said it at the Alltech
yes.
Ideas Festival.
This week.
He said, that his wife runs the financials on it. So, I mean, if Brad wants some cash to go buy some Gucci loafers, he ain't asking John, not asking Daddy. Daddy, not doing that. But Mama will dole out some money for some. Oh, you want some? Okay, we'll get them for you for Christmas. Or, yeah, just go get them. Or, you know. Because, you know, from as far as we can tell, like the public appearance, they don't live extravagantly.
No.
Like Ellen isn't wearing, you know, just crazy expensive stuff. And
Cal appears to have two, maybe three suits.
And a couple ties.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
And he doesn't drive a Bentley. She doesn't drive, you know. their house, which several media members, including myself and you, both of us, we've been in. It's nice, but it's not crazy. So it's, and clearly John Calipari makes a ton of money.
And they do give a lot of it away.
Yes, they do.
But I think if I had his money, my house would be so far much, so over the top compared to what his is. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it would look so different than his.
Yeah, I think I would probably enjoy myself a little bit more than they do. But I think it's nice, though, to see that they don't. But then when Brad tweets out with the Gucci loafers, I just wonder, you know, what kind of backlash that'll be. Mama might say, eh, those were just for school.
What did Cal say that Ellen told him he's $10-ing her to death? Can I have $10? Can I have $10?
Yeah.
You're going to $10 me to death here.
Crazy. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Getting ready for the Lexington Rodeo June 17th and 18th at the Kentucky Horse Park is sponsored by the Rotary Club of Lexington. Dean Hammond from the Rotary Club is with us. What's the mission of the Rotary Club?
Service above self. And the primary purpose of Rotary is do good in the world, and we do it all around the globe. There are 35,000 Rotary Clubs in the world right now, 1.2 million of
us. How did you get the PRCA rating?
To be a professional rodeo with PRCA, you have to meet some requirements and have the right purses and be in a region where there is no other professional rodeo at the time. To be part of PRCA is to be at the top realm of rodeo.
Dean, if you could be in the rodeo, what would you like to do?
Tie down roping or one of those type. I'm not a real bull rider or a bronc rider or anything like that. Maybe when I was 20, I might have taken a shot at it, but I wouldn't do it now.
Get your tickets now for the Lexington Rodeo at lexingtonrodeo.org and use the promo code ESPN and get a $2 per ticket discount. The Lexington Rodeo, two big days at the Kentucky Horse Park, a PRCA sanctioned event, June 17th and 18th for the Lexington Rotary Club and ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you, and the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
It's a great day to eat barbecue. My favorite thing is the cowbell. Moo!
My favorite thing is the slow-cooked meat. Their vinegar slaw reminds me of my grandma's house in Birmingham.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is the atmosphere and food.
I love coming to City Barbecue because I love their fries.
Their pulled chicken is filled with flavor.
I love their turkey.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is all of the smoked meat.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is I always leave happier than when I got here.
Are you ready to roll down the windows and turn up the music and cruise in a stylish quality ride? North Broadway Auto Sales has exactly what you're looking for. Don't let bad credit, no credit, divorce, or even bankruptcy stop you. Choose from over 200 cars, trucks, and SUVs. North Broadway Auto, Lexington's biggest and best buy here, pay here. Located at 131 West New Circle Road. They're here to help you find your perfect vehicle. Set the cruise control and take one last look at your old car in that new rear view mirror. North Broadway Auto, right on the corner, right on the price. Everybody rides at North Broadway Auto.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
All right, to turn that stuff down. I don't know what's going to come out of his mouth next. It says it's a clean version, but who knows? I heard enough to know something dangerous might be coming out next. That was Gucci Mane.
That was Gucci Mane.
Speaking of rappers, did you hear about Ludacris and the University of Georgia?
Yes.
Wow. All right. If my wife and kids are listening, look, turn it off. If you got kids in the car and you don't want to hear about adult topics, I guess, just a little bit older. So I'm just going to warn you right now. But Ludacris, you know who Ludacris
yes.
is. We all know Ludacris. Luda! All right, so he performed at the spring game, Georgia spring game, 93,000 fans there. Well, he was paid. Georgia Athletic Director Greg McGarrity has apologized to the Athletic Association's Board of Directors following the disclosure that rapper Ludacris was paid $65,000 to perform at the school's spring football game and was also provided liquor and a box of condoms.
Among other things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ludacris performed for less than 15 minutes. $65,000 of the Athletic Association's money. Less than 15 minutes at the spring game. McGarrity said, this is the UGA AD, few things in my professional life have bothered me more than this situation. You think? How do you do that? That's lack of sense. I don't know what you're thinking. Yes, if Luda will come, but if he says I need this and this to show up, like, sorry, Ludacris, we're a college. Would you do it without that kind of stuff? I mean, we're going to pay you. We'll pay you. And then go to the board of directors and say, look, what do you think about this amount of money to pay him for the spring game? But do the concert before or after, not at like, what, must have been halftime if he performed for less than 15 minutes.
Also, we're giving you 65 G's. Can you provide your own liquor?
Yeah, and condoms? Well, you can't get those anywhere. I mean, just pull up somewhere and ask one of your people to hop out and run into the convenience store. I mean, this is not a rare and difficult item. Liquor? Mm. So I don't know. Maybe they could have set him up with a tailgate if he wanted to hang out. Or just Athens. If you've ever been to Athens, it's like a two-lane highway in and out. It's tough from Atlanta, basically. I mean, it's so there's no quick way in and out. It's a drive. And the traffic's horrible on game days. So if you just maybe give him a helicopter to come in, ride, you know, from Atlanta, we'll fly you from Atlanta to Athens in a helicopter, pop in, do your thing, get out. But what it sounds like is he was there to party.
Yeah.
And he needed to make sure I had some party items. You set me up. Ugh. Like, I do like what Commonwealth Stadium did last year. What UK did at Commonwealth Stadium with the concerts.
Yes.
I think that was a good idea. And they had, like, Sunday Best was one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And did they have Montgomery Gentry? Did they do one?
I don't know. J.D. Shelburne?
Yeah, J.D. Shelburne was one. Who else? Who else? There were some other local artists, yeah, though. Local artists on the rise. And good stuff, good idea to have that right before the catwalk, maybe,
mm-hmm,
leading up to the catwalk. Then they do the catwalk, and the band resumes. I think it's a very good idea to do that. As long as you don't provide them with liquor and condoms and pay them $65,000 for two songs. Crazy. Well,
now, of course, I don't, well, never mind. I don't even want to bring it up.
Okay. We won't do it then. But we have 3 minutes left to talk about something. It's hard to get, it's hard to get into another subject.
It's really hard to get into it, and there's so much to it. But
we could talk about it tomorrow.
But yeah, we might want to talk about the Baylor thing tomorrow because that's a pretty significant thing, I think. You know, winning doesn't cure all.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get into that tomorrow for sure. It's not enough time to go into it now. But we do have time to mention this. Didn't mention this yet today. You know, this basketball tournament, it's just called The Tournament. And you get together a team, and ESPN's going to televise some of these games, and there's $2 million on the line.
And that's crazy,
yeah,
isn't it?
To win it. It's just like they started this, like, pickup basketball tournament. So former Kentucky players have made a team called the Bluegrass Boys. If you go to CoachCal.com, it has all the info on it there. But Calipari is now recruiting for the Bluegrass Boys. Mark Krebs, former UK guard, has put it together. And he's got some players. Derek Anderson is going to be the head coach. Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Got Marcus Teague, Ramel Bradley, Joe Crawford, Perry Stevenson, Kevin Galloway. Remember Kevin Galloway?
Wow,
Kevin Galloway has been tearing it up overseas. You always thought Kevin Galloway is going to be awesome, and he was okay. But he's been doing really well overseas. But then Calipari had a video where he's recruiting. He put it on his website, CoachCal.com, where he's saying, hey, Darius Miller, DeAndre Liggins, Josh Harrelson, Deron Lamb, Eloy Vargas, where y'all at? $2 million on the line. Come play for the Bluegrass Boys. So the tournament.
And you know that'd be one of the games that gets on ESPN.
Oh,
for sure.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Absolutely. They know the power of the Big Blue Nation. Well, they know. So it is broken up into four regionals. The Bluegrass Boys would be one of 16 teams in the Midwest Regional in Chicago. That begins July 16th, 17th. Four teams from that and three other regionals advance to the Super 16 in Philly. And then the four-team championship round, New York, July 30th, August 2nd. Three games on ESPN, six on ESPN2, a couple on ESPNU, and four more on ESPN3 online. So seven of the 11 will be in prime time on either ESPN or ESPN2.
I mean, I do think it's really kind of a cool idea.
Yeah. Gives us something to watch basketball for UK fans in the summer.
Well, and obviously ESPN needs programming when there isn't anything else going on, too.
Exactly. Hey, join us tomorrow on the Dan and Mary Jo Show and enjoy the rest of this Saturday on Memorial Day weekend.
We'll be back at 9 a.m. on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You need to get to Glenn's Freedom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on New Circle.